Welcome to the 19th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. Whew, if you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening. Actually, I don't know why the fuck you're listening. But if you are our friends and family, thank you for listening. It's going to be fun. Could fall off the rails. It's hot outside. Charlie, give me an update.
I got something to say. I don't know why, but it hit me. It would be cool to get a voice changer for your phrase that you always intro with.
Yeah?
And we can just play with it every episode. It's a little different voice changing.
Ooh.
So if anyone has a voice changer.
Yeah, there's this thing called GarageBand that I have that I can change voices with.
Put some whammy bar on it.
Wow. No, there's like a bunch of different things, but see, that's going to make it way harder to edit this.
You know, that's for the editor.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you start editing it, and then...
No, Grant, stay in our lane. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Ooh, stay in my lane. So what do you do?
I'm the talent.
You're just here for the namesake, baby.
I'm the talent. I'm surprised you had the audacity to ask me. What do I do?
What do you do?
Whew. I'm the pretty face.
Charlie, what did you do this weekend? Or a week now, I guess. I like how we're recording these kind of whenever we feel like. It's giving me a lot more creative vibe.
Whenever it's most convenient, whenever I feel pizzazziest.
Yeah, once a week, just don't know when.
You as well, too. You're pizzazzy.
You could get back-to-back episodes Saturday, Sunday.
That would be extreme.
You never know.
To the max.
You never know.
Yeah, what did I do? I watched a lot of Stranger Things. I actually finished the season. But,
wow, congrats.
Yeah, first weekend home in a while, so that was cool. Had a bunch of cleaning to do. Holy cow, necessary. It was necessary.
Yeah, you're a pretty gross person.
Went to the Taste of Park Ridge.
They have that?
They like the Taste, I don't know if that's the official name, but...
They had a food festival?
Food festival. Food trucks lined up. That was pretty exciting. Had a really good kebab. Korean barbecue kebab.
Cute.
I'd highly recommend. 4.5 out of 5. Recommend.
4.5 out of... Who the fuck puts it on a 5-point scale?
This guy is special.
Yeah, that's really cutting everyone off that fits in the threes. All the odd numbers.
Yeah.
Whatever. I couldn't do it.
And then Grant, as you know, we went to a Cubs game on Sunday.
No way.
Grant, it was a great game.
It was a good game.
Competitive early, Cubs pulled away late, wind in our face, slight breeze to keep us chilled, and I got a new baseball hat.
Yeah. Now, all around, it was a good game, fun game, but I'm going to say one thing. I was a little tired for that game.
Yeah, I mean, Grant...
I took
small, very, very small.
It was 2 minutes, maybe. Max. Max.
Thing is, like, I totally knew it, too.
I literally dozed off. I was like, oh, no. But the thing is, I was at the game the day before, and it's just like, oh, all right, I feel like I've seen this before a couple times this year.
Just not special going against you anymore, I guess.
I don't know. It's definitely special, but you just picked a pretty tough day. I was a little tired. I was out a little later the night before. That was entertaining all weekend.
You just had a big meal of pizza.
Oh, that's what it was, actually. Yeah.
The deep dish.
I had some deep dish, and that put me right over the edge. That's definitely it. I kind of forgot about the deep dish.
That was pretty good deep dish, too.
And I was struggling for those last bites because I was full. And then I was like, oh. And I had a beer with the deep dish, so that really... You might
mix it an upper, man. Gotta mix it an
You might as well have just...
Gotta get some pixie sticks.
You might as well have laid me down in bed at that point, because I took like a minute 20 nap. Or, pardon me, 120-second nap.
I was going to say, what are you saying there? But yeah, it was fun.
I still liked it. I still had fun.
We tried going swimming afterwards, too, but then we realized it wasn't... The water wasn't as appealing as we thought it would be.
Yeah, and it wasn't as hot as it was the day before, it felt like.
Well, it went at like 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so I wasn't super hot anymore. I was just like, it was nice sitting by the lake because the breeze felt good. And then I was like, I really don't want to go in anymore, but I just want to look at the lake. So, but Saturday I went swimming, and it felt amazing. Made some
Better
friends.
Than a popsicle?
I didn't have a popsicle on Saturday.
I'm saying, it felt amazing to swim. Better than eat a popsicle?
Yeah, because a popsicle doesn't touch all your body parts.
shit.
I guess you can do that if you'd like.
Just under your armpit, gotta get the popsicle.
You can, yeah, you can put a popsicle wherever you want if that's up to you, but no, I'm gonna go with swimming in the lake all day. I do have a couple topics before getting to our podium I think we should just converse about, if you're feeling them.
What's let's converse about?
First of all, I caved. Air conditioning is nice. I like air conditioning.
So I'm so happy when you said you got it. So then when I went over to your place on Sunday, I was like, oh yeah, he's got air conditioning. Walked in. He doesn't have
No, I ordered it on Amazon because I was sitting on the toilet on Saturday. I was sitting on the toilet in my... I mean, it's still warm in my bathroom because I don't have an air conditioner in there. But I was sitting in there, dripping sweat onto the floor. And it was just absolutely disgusting. Like, I was just... I was like, I can't do this anymore.
You went full millennial, too, getting it on Amazon.
Yeah, they delivered it, and it was here on Wednesday, just in time for heat advisory for Friday, Saturday. It was supposed to be today, too, Thursday. So I'm going to say it. I was pretty good timing on my part to sweat my dick off. And
I'm going
to
say I'm a little disappointed you for going full millennial.
Why? I have an Amazon Prime discount, and then I can pay less.
You missed the going to Home Depot, walking the aisles, smelling the fresh wood.
Yeah, let me just take my car that's at my grandma's house that's 20 miles away, and then I'll go to Home Depot and then get it, then take it back to my grandma's house. Yo, man, I'm in the city now.
Full millennial.
I'm not in the suburbs like my parents.
Full millennial.
Charlie, little Mr. Parkridge.
I'm not your dad. You're not my dad.
You're not my dad. So it's hot out.
It's
further. I got AC. We covered that base. Further though.
Conversation.
How do you feel about shorts in a business setting?
I want it so bad. I want it so bad. And every day I walk in the office, like, I wish I could wear shorts.
I'm coming around. I've worn shorts 3 times to work this week.
I wish I could so bad.
It's honestly the best. Once my boss started breaking out the shorts, and I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy, Dave. I've never worn shorts to work before. He's like, well, you better start. And I was like, you don't have to tell me twice.
You pull out your backpack. Oh, it's got
a pull out my swim trunks. So... shorts, I think the new hot thing is going to be shorts in the office. I'm seeing them all around downtown. Like, everybody's going to work, except for those dudes that still wear suits. I'm not sure where they work.
Bless your souls.
I really don't know where they work, but you guys really got to find a new job.
Do you think suits will, like, really be a thing in, like, 30, 40 years?
I really don't know. Maybe for, like, I still like a suit every now and then. It's nice every now and then, but...
I mean, you have those occasions, but it used to be like everyone used to wear one, like, every day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a different thing now. I'm a big t-shirt guy. I wear t-shirts a lot when they're clean. Yeah, I wear t-shirts to work.
Yeah, that must be nice. T-shirts? I was thinking about this, though, because you mentioned wearing shorts at work. And I was like, why can't we do that? I'm like, all our testing labs, we're not allowed to wear shorts in those.
Oh, true.
So I don't think we'd ever be able to wear.
You probably have to have closed-toed shoes, too.
Yeah, usually it's steel-toed, too.
Oh. See, I wore Birkenstocks and shorts to work the other day.
God damn it, that sounds so nice.
It wasn't too bad. Then I walked around the West Loop, and I'm going to stop at that.
What'd you do in West Loop? There's a lot of things to do in West
Loop. I ate lunch.
Ate lunch.
It's a very good-looking area. And I'm not talking about the scenery. Well, I'm talking about the scenery, but not...
I was going to say, yes, you are talking about the scenery.
Anyway.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Don't worry.
One other thing I have. So I've been running a lot more recently.
Yeah.
Claps for me.
Yeah. Records like that was Grant clapping for himself.
Yeah, thank you. It was good. It's been nice. Thanks for asking. But I've learned...
You're welcome for not asking.
Yeah. You know, I run like 4 miles every morning. That's it. Today I ran 3 because it was really hot. I didn't feel like running any further. But I also today, I came to the realization on my run that I can stop if I want to.
Welcome to the world. Isn't it awesome?
Like, I was like, this is what people who don't have to run competitively think. Like, wow, I really am not having fun right now. I'm just going to stop. Like, I'm just going to stop for a little bit, catch my breath, and then get going again. And I stopped, and I was like, whoa, people can do this?
This isn't like, actually that weird.
No one's yelling at me? This is awesome.
Come on, Grant.
Come on, Grant. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just, yeah, like, you're like, it's a mile and a half, man. I'm feeling kind of tired. Okay, I'll turn around.
Yeah, or like, you can stop, or you can literally just, like, stop.
Stop and get water.
Stop and get, yeah, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Stop and stretch. I always stop and act like I'm stretching, because, like, I really just kind of tired of running, so
I just
like,
need to catch my breath here.
Yeah, I just, so the other day, like, I passed this one guy, because he's trying to be a hardo, so I was like, I'll be a hardo, too. So I passed him. I went past him, blew by him, and then I was like, right at my turnaround point.
That's why it's the awkward point.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm right on a lake. I'm just gonna look at the lake for a little bit. So I stopped and acted like I was stretching for maybe like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't know. It was awesome. But the guy like ran by me a couple minutes later, and I was like, oh hey, how you doing?
Did he tell you to hold his jockstrap while he passed you?
Ooh, no. He probably could have though. He was doing the shirtless thing, and he was probably like 10 years older than us. And I was like, dude, I don't do shirtless anymore. My shorts have to be a certain length now.
It's like the school uniforms, like in a grade school.
Yeah.
We could wear shorts. Shorts had to like touch your upper knee at least.
Yeah. Our life has kind of gone like reverse uniform. Like we used to run shirtless with the shortest shorts possible, and now we're like adding some length and putting on like shirts every time we go running just because I feel like I'm not fast enough to not have my shirt on.
Even in college, too, when I was by myself, I just group of numbers. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like...
It was definitely more of an option, I guess. It wasn't like a strict, if I'm by myself, you know. But it was more of like, I'd think about it more, I feel like.
Yeah. Yep, but I get it.
Also, I wear taller socks now when I run more.
I've always worn tall socks.
I hate it. But then I recently like lost almost all my pairs of socks, and so I'm back to my like backup pairs, and they're all the socks I hated in school, so I just run in those.
You lost them or they're not clean? Because I got a little bit of both going on.
It's mainly lost them, but you know, there's a few stinky pairs laying around the apartment probably.
Yeah, so I've like I've kind of gone with just airing out my clothes recently that I run in, because it's like, all right, I can probably wear them like four times before I need to wash them, I think.
Your running clothes or just your socks?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but I have like, I have like two sets. It's not every day. I'll wear one pair one day.
I make it worse.
And then I switch them, and then I wear another. So I don't know. I think
that might make it worse.
I think I got a good setup going, but then I came in today.
Do you like wash them off in the shower at least?
Sometimes.
That's a no.
It depends on how much I sweat. How hot was it that day? Anyway,
no,
so
still not a fan of that move.
Story comes to a close here with me basically walking into my apartment today, not realizing, because when I had the windows open and it was just really hot in here, I didn't notice that it didn't smell sweaty to me. Well, maybe it just all smelled sweaty to me. Then I walked in today and I was like, dang, it smells kind of sweaty. It smells like a locker room. And I wasn't sure if I was proud of it or upset. I think
you should not be proud of that, man.
I think I was proud.
Why?
I'm a sweater, dude. I sweat. It's good for me. I work out.
Yeah, Grant. I'm Grant. I work out.
Yeah, imagine just like walking into someone's place and smelling like sweat, and the guy's going, yeah, dude, I work out.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sweat, work out.
If you want some sweat later, let me know.
Do I get a quick session?
I did dips for the first time, which just act like this is a normal conversation now that I just realized we're recording. Did dips for the first time in like 3 weeks. Pardon me, 3 months, 4 months, a year. I don't know. But it was pretty awesome.
are the Jets.
They hurt. That was not a best choice.
Not
it was actually pretty painful. But either way, let's break into our podium now that we got all that out of the way.
Ready? Bring it back.
Our podium today is the podium of hot weather activities.
Because in case you don't know, it's hot.
Everybody knows those super hot days when you literally don't go outside, but you still got to find activities. So, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you start. What's your first...
Through the sprinklers.
Didn't even have to ask.
It was so fast. We used to always set up the sprinklers when my sister and I were kids in the front yard. And we'd just run right back and forth for like 30 minutes.
Didn't you guys have like a pool you could go to?
This is afternoon. pool is in the morning, sprinkler in the afternoon.
All right. Fair. I'm going to keep pool out of it because it feels like a cheap play.
It's going to feel so wrong.
But, my first one, since I haven't thought too much about this before I recommended it, my first one is probably going to be like waking up really early to get shit done because you realize it's going to be super hot in the middle of the day.
Because by like 11 o'clock, you're done.
Yeah, basically by 10:30 hits, you might as well be running back inside.
You're coming up.
Yeah, so.
That is a good one. Just getting stuff done early in the morning.
Like super early. My coach used to make us have practice. As people that had nothing to do the rest of the day, he's like, all right, well, we're going to have practice at 6:30 these next couple days because it's going to be really hot. I'm like, man, yep. Why?
Yep. Same here. And then, yeah, you realize, oh, great idea here. My second one, water balloon fights.
Ooh, that was a good one. Those are always fun. And with water guns.
Oh, yeah, it's water toys.
Water toy fights.
Water devices, water splashing devices.
Water squirting devices. I don't know how to say it correctly. All in.
We would always split up. We would always get different sinks to fill. Different teams would get different sinks to start filling up their water balloons and then go outside and hug them. And one time, I don't know what happened, but none of them would pop.
Oh, that hurts.
Just chuck at each other and it's like, ugh. You pick up the same one and get it right back to them.
Oh, I've been there, done that. Not fun.
Nothing.
Ding dong ditch.
On a hot day.
You know what? As we kept going, I just kept thinking about things I did when I was young, and I guarantee on a hot day we ding dong ditched because everyone was home. That was the best time to do it, when you pissed people off. So, ding dong ditch. All my neighbors listening, I'm sorry I was an asshole when I was younger.
That was great.
Yeah, I don't know. I apologize. We had a lot of fun and we sweated a lot. We sweat a lot. We sweat a lot. We did not sweat it.
We sweat.
We sweat a lot. I'm really good at English.
Yeah. Last one was, it's kind of a caveat on when we were at the pool, but it was going to go get the slushies.
Oh, yeah.
From the cabana.
Dang it. I was actually just thinking about that because I used to go get a cherry Coke and a bag of potato chips every day. They knew me, and I would just walk in and they'd just be like, "Hey, Grant," and like hand me my.
Grant's like, "Hey."
And then I would sit there and I would try as my like 10-year-old self to hit on all the people behind there, all the servers, whatever they were called. I guess they were servers. I just didn't. We definitely had a different name for them.
Attendants.
No.
Oh wait.
People that worked at the snack shack.
Yeah.
All right, we should quit talking about the country club. It's going to make us seem too bougie.
Hey, I never say country club.
My last one. Oh, this is something that a lot of people do, but I've never actually indulged, I don't think, is on super hot days, go to movies.
Sense.
It makes a lot of sense, and I didn't realize that's why there's like a big around the middle of summer. There's a lot of good movies that come out. I never realized it until one day my mom was like, "Yeah, because it gets too hot outside."
Is there an award show for movies that already happened, right?
I think they do those in calendar years, so yeah, it should be over. They're usually in February.
So yeah, bravo to that. Good snag on the last one.
Thank you. Never done it, but maybe I should go to a movie.
I'm going to the movie.
You want to go to a movie? Actually, there's a Cubs game. We can get some cheap tickets. It's going to be a heat advisory.
Bleachers, let's go.
I had one time where my mom really loves this story. She really doesn't like it, so I should probably clarify that before I say it. But
that was sarcasm.
My parents were, or my grandparents were in town, and I was trying to play a game of hide and seek before they left. Just me being kind of like a little douchebag. I was about 12 years old, and
private age.
Yeah, and on a super hot day, like one of the hottest days of the year, they're driving back, and they're trying to find me. I was hiding, but guess where I decided to hide?
In the car.
Yeah. But not the car they were taking, one of my parents' car that was parked outside.
So you're just locked yourself in
I basically
car.
Locked myself in the hottest car, and my mom was so angry when I finally like got out of there. I definitely one of the poorest decisions I've ever made in my life.
But hey, you're smarter now because of it.
Yeah, I know not to get in hot cars, although I wasn't smart enough to get AC until I sweat my ass off going to the bathroom.
Say, I totally get it.
Yeah, I know hindsight's 20/20, but
is it just like that? You plug it in, like instant relief.
Well, I just stood there for about 5 minutes, and I got my shirt was off. It was really hot putting it in, and I just stood there. I was just like, "This is awesome."
It's like you get so sweaty putting it in, and it's really hot hanging on the AC.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just turn on, you sit there, and you like put your arms up a little bit, just let it.
Then I sat here in the AC, like, enjoyed myself. I watched a movie last night. I slept. I got a six-pack of beer to congratulate myself.
Congratulations, Grant.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You did it.
I did it.
You're the real MVP.
All right. Well, let's jump in this interview here, and let's knock it down. Now we welcome on what many people would call the real Charlie. The one who rightfully has acquired the name through force.
I'll bend the knee, it's fine. I bend the knee.
Charlie Arnes, welcome on.
Appreciate it. Glad to finally make it on.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to ask you the first question we ask everyone that comes on the show. Is what's your favorite Weeniha Jr. and me question? Or moment.
Oh, well, hands down, the Weeniha Jr., my favorite Weeniha Jr. moment is actually rightfully claiming the name Charlie. Visiting Chicago a while back and finally met Charlie for the first time, and there's just no way you can have two Charlies in the same group. So
it was super confusing for a while.
It was. I wasn't having it. And then, so we just had to battle it out. Good old-fashioned arm wrestle, and the better man by far won.
I don't know about by far. But
ever since then, you, Charlie, is Weeniha Jr.
We don't have to say you, Charlie. It's just Weeniha Jr. Everyone knows.
And then Grant, honestly, pretty much any time Grant is just pretty drunk, I spend 90% of the night just laughing the whole time. There's not really a dull moment, but if I had to pick one, I always get a good chuckle out of whenever someone brings up Grant coming out to the farm. He was a little bit late to the party, so he was trying to play some catch-up, and that's never a good idea for him. And he ended his night pretty rough, tripping over everything, almost fell into the fire pit.
I got caught. I was fine.
But a great time overall.
Yeah, I always imagine looking back at those stories, you know, like freshman year of college when we went out there. How would we have explained to our parents, like someone fell into the pond and drowned. Oh yeah, somebody fell into a fire. Like I'm probably not going to let my kids go out, ever.
No.
Just not allowed. Lock the door at 7 o'clock.
You've scarred me as a parent.
Just let me be their godfather. I'll treat them right. Don't worry. So Charlie, I also wanted to follow up with you. I'm really glad you brought up the Weeniha Jr. story. That was probably one of the highlights, if not the highlight of that weekend.
It was just so intense.
But we've had some big things happen in the world of soccer since you last came in and watched baseball with me. I know you're a big soccer guy.
Yes, sir. Big Grassberry.
So, with how attractive the women's team is, should they make like 3 or 4 times what the men's make?
You know, their looks, they do have something going with the looks. I can't complain there.
Never.
Definitely better.
They definitely win more, and they're more attractive. They're better to look at all around.
They have a good argument.
I don't know why they wouldn't make more money.
Okay, I got a real soccer question to ask you. There is a correct answer. Messi or Ronaldo?
Messi.
God, get off the pod. Just leave.
You're a Messi guy? I'm a neither guy. I'm a
short podcast.
I'm a Maradona guy.
Maradona.
I'm a big Ronaldinho guy.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. Throwing out names now.
I couldn't pick Maradona out of a lineup.
He wears really big bracelets, and he's usually doing coke.
Well, that's my guy then, yeah.
That's the one, bro.
So, we went to high school together, as many people know. What was your favorite part of beating Dowling every time we played them? Like, just like how much they cried, or...
In what sport?
They were kind of sore losers.
I know.
We didn't have very much practice at losing, so it's hard. Hard to be good if you don't do well.
Damn.
Yeah, wow. We didn't beat you a lot, but I enjoyed it. I got pleasure out of it.
Did you ever beat them in soccer?
Hell no, we got smacked like 8-0 every time.
I think we beat them in basketball a couple times. That's what you get, you know. Come to the west side. You're gonna get,
come to the west side. You got a bunch of shooters.
Gonna get beat up. No, but in all seriousness, looking back at it, you stayed in Iowa to go to college as well. Then went to Iowa State. What was like? How did people view Roosevelt from the outside in when you were like when you didn't hang out with people from Roosevelt at Iowa State?
So just through soccer and through other activities, I had a lot of other DM or Des Moines Public School friends, and they didn't have too many bad things to say about Roosevelt. But then I also had a lot of suburb friends like Waukee and Johnston, and they thought we were a little more on the ghetto side.
And that's one thing I never really understood.
But I'm proud.
Yeah, I'm proud of it, but at the same time, I never really understand. It wasn't that ghetto when we were there.
No, not at all.
Like, it was a pretty standard place to go to school.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have made it.
It kind of felt like a...
Well, you're a weenie hut, so that doesn't surprise me.
What was the school that was in the show that Drake was in?
Degrassi,
yeah. Was it Degrassi? It was Degrassi High, yeah. That's, if I could have figured out the name of the show, I would have known it.
That was a ghetto school.
I feel like we went to Degrassi, basically. It was just, Degrassi wasn't that ghetto.
Not at all.
People died all the time.
I've also only seen like half of one episode, so I think I must have just caught that one.
Degrassi was like the suburbs of Toronto.
My bad.
Not like a bad spot.
I've seen half of one episode, and I swear someone died in that half of the episode, so... My sample size isn't very big.
So Charlie, this is your podcast debut.
It is.
Is there anything you want to say, anyone you want to shout out to, any questions for us? I mean, we're all ears, baby.
I don't know, man. Not good under pressure.
That felt like it was just an opportunity to like open your mouth and say whatever you wanted, but I like it. Not good under pressure.
That's about it. That's all I got.
I'll wrap it up with our traditional question we asked them.
I had one more question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I tried to read the room. I read it wrong. My apologies.
Weenie Head Jr. is just being a Weenie Head Jr. over there.
You just can't.
Last question. is how many hamster backs did you crack today?
You know, zero, but as far as rats. Those, there was, I think, two today.
You cracked two. Charlie is a chiropractor for rats.
What?
I mean, am I wrong?
No, we give rats spinal adjustments, and then a little bit later down the road, we take out their spines. That's about it. That's my job.
I like it. All right, I had to ask.
There's next time I see you, Charlie. I got questions.
I'm sure you got plenty.
I got a few questions. So now, Grant, you done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, the final question we ask all our guests, the tattoo question. If you were getting a tattoo right now, what would you get and where would you put it? A lot of people say Grant's face.
I've listened to the podcast. A lot of people don't say Grant's face. So
early on. Early days.
You could say it now, though. I mean, that'd be cool.
Honestly, I would probably be down for, like, a tattoo as of, like, losing a bet. So whatever the winner. It'd have to be on my ass because I don't want it to show because it's going to be something dumb. But I'm okay with that. I would put one on my ass.
Wow.
We got an idea for you.
we're all in on those. I'll make another ass tattoo.
It kind of worked for him too, Charlie.
Yeah, you could put this one on your ass. We could have matching tattoos. I'm literally gonna make a bet with you off air, and we're gonna get this, and it's gonna be, you have to get a Charlie and me tattoo on your ass.
Can I actually say Charlie? Yours is a little
Mine says like Chapley or whatever, but it still works. You're gonna have to get it.
All
right. I'll get a second one too. Have both cheeks.
The other cheek will get covered.
I love it. All right, Charlie. We appreciate you coming on.
Go
out and crack those backs and enjoy life, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks Charlie.
All right, see you.
We have a second guest for you today. Just because we love him so much, we couldn't let him not go. And it's timely. We're after the All-Star break. We're about halfway through the baseball season. We're bringing on our baseball expert, Doug Miller. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Well, I'm glad to be here.
That was very professional sounding. Grant's intro there, very professional sounding. I felt like I was like you were getting introduced on stage. I could just see it.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled there because I was like so shocked at how good it was.
Well, I appreciate it, Doug. But are you accepting of the baseball expert for Charlie and me?
You, like, meaning you guys are experts?
No, you're going to be our expert because we don't know anything.
Oh, okay, I can do my best.
That's all we can ask for.
Yeah, right? I mean, really, I think that's what every expert says, is they can do their best, and then it's just like every forecast is wrong.
Yeah, actually.
But, all right.
So, let me hear what you got.
So, we want to talk baseball real quick. We're going to go into it quickly here. And so, we had some bets that we started out the year with. Cubs and Brewers. You're a Brewers guy. We're Cubs, obviously.
Yep.
Our first bet, it's looking all right for us. We had whoever wins the division.
No, I thought it was whoever got higher in the division, not win.
Higher. Okay. Yeah. Same thing. Whoever's higher, okay. Not really the same thing, but whoever's higher in the division.
Yeah. Because if the Cardinals win, our bet's still on.
True.
Which, I hope to God that doesn't happen.
Say, let's just not let it get to that point.
Yeah, I don't want it to ever get there.
Yep.
Ugh. It's got a bad taste in my mouth.
Thinking tight, about
though. What?
That's looking pretty tight, though.
Yeah? Yeah, it's looking pretty tight.
I don't know. I mean,
I think it's too tight for me. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Well, Cubs have come out of the break firing hot, so.
Yeah, and that's where I'm happy, because the Cubs have to win 98 games for me to win our second bet.
Good luck with that one.
I'm feeling pretty good about that one. I feel calm about that.
As of today, The Chicago Cubs have won 55 games.
Is there even that many games left?
No, there's like 2 months and a week left, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I already conceded that loss.
There's probably like 70 games left.
So there is a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. Like the longest winning streak in baseball.
40 and 30 or something.
Yeah, they're 44 and 40. 55 and 44. 55 and 40 right now. And the Brewers are 54 and 43, I think.
Okay.
I just looked at them for some reason.
Recently.
So.
Not a daily check for me, but I know where they're about.
How are you feeling about the Brew Crew?
I, in the back of my head, expected a little backslide. I mean, you can't expect, especially from a small market team like Milwaukee, back-to-back success like that. I mean, it's just not sustainable for, like I said, small market teams, unless you're, the Dodgers, who can just reload every single year. That's why they've been in the World Series twice in a row. And then, injuries, you can't predict injuries. Corey Knebel is really... tough on our bullpen, which has blown a lot of leads, which is probably one of the more frustrating things a baseball team can ever endure. It's just so frustrating as a fan to watch a team blow a lead. And then our hitting is just up and down. Some players have really tanked, and thank God our number one prospect has come up, Castanera, and has been absolutely producing. Otherwise, we would be very struggling on offense. So, like I said, I expected a little backslide, but it's a little bit more than I thought and hoped for. Hopefully, we can get hot at the right time, which is now, and carry that into a run with the Cubs.
Yeah, we're coming up on a big series. I will say that's why you are a baseball expert, because right there, half the stuff he talks about, I wouldn't have had that as an analysis for the Cubs. I'd have been like, the Cubs have been winning a lot.
They've won more than they've lost.
Yeah, they've been okay. They're above 500. That's pretty much like my baseline for cheering for sports teams, and especially in baseball. Like, they're above 500. Baseball and hockey, it's like, they're above 500. It's been a pretty good year.
It's fun to watch just because it's a daily thing. Like, you wake up in the morning, like, who's pitching? Who's going to the other team? It's like it keeps you motivated, keeps you going throughout the day, And so, the off days are the worst. You're like, damn, there's not a game on. So that's why, you just keep your eye on it and make your own decisions or make your own opinions, and hopefully they get hot, and we'll see what happens.
Doug, what's your AL prediction team to play in the World Series?
Versus the Cubs,
AL, of course. I know you guys were probably talking about the Twins.
No.
No, but I would not have picked
that. No, you weren't?
I wouldn't pick them,
maybe just with the Minnesota connections. There's some friends we have back from Minnesota that are high in the Twins that I see on social media that it's one of those things where they might be sliding a little bit, and then all of a sudden it kind of falls out, but hopefully not for them. I'm not against the Twins, but definitely the Yankees. I mean, you can't not be against the Yankees. They're just so good, and they're coming. Everyone they're getting that was injured earlier are coming back, and so I don't see why the Yankees wouldn't win.
That's kind of where I disagree with you. I'm going to have to go Astros there.
Astros? Yeah. Really? I'm with Doug. Yankees.
The Astros are hot right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Astros. I play daily Beat the Streak. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I love the gamble.
So I looked at the Astros lineup the other day, and I'm like, good God, this thing is good, with Bregman and Altuve and Brantley, and I'm like, oh my God.
And you got Verlander as your ace.
Verlander's, so they got some arms, and those two teams are definitely the two best. I mean, I actually was listening to a podcast the other day about how the A's, they're always like those teams, that team that competes during the regular season, they look really good, and then they limp into the postseason and then just don't make it anywhere. So they're another team to watch out for, but doubt they'll really do anything. And then you got the Twins, which they're playing well. So probably those five teams are going to be your playoff picture, and zero goes from there.
All right.
But I
like
it. I don't pay as much attention to the AL as much as the NL.
I don't either. Yeah. And the only reason I've started to a little is living in Chicago now because I see the White Sox come on TV.
That's true.
And you're like, ah, shit, I guess I'll watch this opposed to not watching baseball at all. So,
yeah.
What do you do?
True.
What do you do?
Yeah. Well,
Doug, unless you have anything awesome to say about Madison, I think that's all we got.
No, just come on down for a Badger football game if you want, or even a basketball game, and that's really about it. Madison is hot. It's like 96 tomorrow.
Yeah, so. It's going to be hot everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. So, nothing too exciting.
All right, Doug. Well, we appreciate you having you on. You're our baseball expert. We'll have you back on hopefully before the postseason.
Sounds good. Can I ask how Chicago's doing? I'll rebuttal.
Oh, a rebuttal. Yeah, wow, Chicago. I wasn't expecting that. You want Chicago sports, or you just want Chicago in general?
No, just how life in Chicago is.
Man, if you listen to the first part of this podcast, it told us it was hot.
the weather.
But it's doing good. It's doing good. We're both living the dream, I think. Charlie, living the dream?
Grant, yeah. I was going to see you got me off guard there for a while. Yeah, living great. Grant just upgraded his luxury apartment.
Yeah, big time luxury.
Wow.
He got AC.
Well, that was my next question. Did you get AC?
Yeah, I got an AC in it. It was pretty hot up until yesterday.
Oh. I was going to say, you needed that because it's going to be hot this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard that a million times. My boss just about called social services on myself.
This poor guy can't take care of himself. Who is it? It's me.
Nah, it's good,
so
though.
I can't even think about sleeping not in AC anymore in this heat. Oh, that'd be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You need, like, 8 fans.
I just had one blowing on me. It wasn't terrible until, like, a couple days ago. But,
well, congrats.
Yeah, make it down to Chicago. We'll have to have some fun. Hopefully, we can make it up there to Madison soon.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Well, I'll make it down there at some point.
Sounds good, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Yep, take it easy.
Bye. Alright, a couple fun interviews there. I definitely enjoyed both of them. Shout out to the real Charlie.
I'm glad that story got out.
I don't think enough people knew why you guys were arm wrestling that one day, and I had like a 30 second Snapchat story, or 50, I don't know how long.
Just guys being guys.
Guys being guys. Just for the name, you know, for the namesake.
Yeah, it's all about keeping your pride, I guess.
So I'm going to have to get my tattoo edited to Weenie Hut Jr. and me.
No, we can keep the podcast the same name.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I was once named that.
I was once Charlie. I was never named me, if it makes you feel any better.
It doesn't, honestly, no.
Okay.
I appreciate you trying.
I think we should talk about this for 1 second, though. So, it's Charlie and me, but what shows more ownership in this, do you think? Like, having your name there or having it say me?
Dude, you're trying too hard.
No. I'm not trying too hard, because now it's actually in my head.
You're reaching for stuff.
I think that me means maybe I'm the sole proprietor here.
I would not go that far.
Just saying, I don't know.
No.
All right, we'll talk about it off air, but I don't know. I think we could probably change Charlie to another name with an IE or Y.
Nope.
No?
It's pretty permanent, what you said.
In some places, yes.
There we go.
All right, well.
That's pretty good.
That was a good way to wrap it around there. Let's wrap this up here, unless you got anything else to say.
No, but I will say this. I always go first when I quote, so I want you to go first.
All right, I'll go first. My quote is from the most recent Pardon My Take, listening to Doug Marrone say, "The job of a coach is to take a player where he can not take himself."
I like that. I think it's true, too.
Oh, I love it.
Mine? People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day. By A.A. Milne.
Deuces.
Deuces.